All right, okay, come on. Hello. Yeah, kick the ball. Hello, yeah, just come on. Give it to me. Hey, yo, give it to me.
Many of the young refugees Mohamed Barood coaches have led very troubled lives, often punctuated by death and displacement. Barood himself fled persecution in Somalia and arrived in Australia after living in the United States. He now works for a government agency that helps victims of trauma and torture. The soccer camps he runs bring together teenagers from all over the world. They all have one crucial thing in common. They've all fled persecution. Barood says his young players have great potential.
Most of the African young people are fit, very quick learners, and have the potential one day to represent this great nation or be part of the European mainstream clubs like Manchester or Barcelona or Arsenal or others. So, you know, I will say I have a quite good confidence in terms of the skills of the refugee young people. Today they are refugees and this is the situation they are in, but you never know what they will be tomorrow.
17-year-old Vasai Kamara fled Liberia after bandits murdered members of his family.
I live with my parents, the stepmom, but my dad. My mom, she dead. The robber killed her. Even my grandmom too. They killed all of them. Then the robber wanted to kill my dad and we ran away from Liberia. We came to Guinea. We stayed there like 10 years in the camp. Then the God bless us, we came to Australia.
Kamara says playing football helps him learn new skills and have fun.
In soccer, the most important thing is control and skills. Once you have control, you'll be the best player.
Football has been a unifying force for these boys, helping them to make the often bewildering adjustment from their old lives in Africa to life in Australia. James, who's 16, escaped from Sierra Leone with his father and arrived in Sydney in 2002. He says life in Australia is very different from his days in Sierra Leone.
A little bit tough, war going on, people homeless, the rebel destroy our houses and stuff. So it was a little bit hard, yeah. But we managed to make it out to Guinea.
Around the world.
Yasmina Bayraktarevich Haywood works for a state-funded organisation that offers advice and counselling to refugees. She arrived in Australia as a refugee from Bosnia 14 years ago and has first-hand knowledge of the damage war can inflict. Her own hardships have convinced her that traumatised young people from Africa and beyond can prosper here.
With adequate support, I think these young people have great things to give to their new country. Could be in football, but it could be in many other areas. It could be in social welfare. I think there might be potential lawyers there. Yeah, there might be potential, you know, engineers or chefs.
Adapting to Australia's Western lifestyle has its problems. There is racism and also language difficulties. And simply, life in developed, peaceful Australia is very different from what the newcomers have been used to. Football, though, is a common denominator. Branko Kalina, the Croatian-born coach of Australian football's glamour club Sydney FC, believes the game is a powerful force for good.
Through sport, whether it be football or any other sport, you can just bring all types of people together. It's something that the politicians can only dream of. So through football and in particular, you can bring all of these groups together and hopefully give them the happiness and satisfaction that they desire.
And there's no shortage of ambition from the young refugees. Both Vasai and James hope to emulate the world's greatest players.
Oh, I like to play like Ronaldinho and Robinho, all those best players in the world. I want to be like them.
Australia has significantly increased the number of African migrants it accepts, taking in just over 7,000 last year, half the country's annual total of refugees from official humanitarian programs. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.